Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and it's been a couple of years now. I posted from Melinda Hunt about Adam's hunt for a spare, and we're talking about a spare kidney. Adam and his wife Melinda and their family live in Coleman, Alabama, and I asked Melinda to come on the program to share about her husband Adam to try to help however we can. I know that there are listeners out there who want to make a difference in this way to donate their kidney, and I would like for whoever's out there that's considering that to consider Adam as a candidate for your kidney. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Melinda Hunt.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So glad to have you. I know that over the past couple of years, it has become more difficult for Adam as he is in stage 5 kidney failure. And I read it's difficult for him to get out of bed. Energy's low. I know that it's been a roller coaster ride for your family as you have sought out a kidney donor.
Absolutely. There has been several that said they were interested in donating, so they had sent kits out for them to have their blood drawn and to send it back to Vanderbilt, but they're not sending them back, or Vanderbilt calls them and they're not returning the call. And you know, they can only call you, I think it's 2, maybe 3 times, I guess, so they're not like they're pressuring someone to do something. But we, you know, we have a Facebook page, and I try to update as much as I can. I haven't had much to update lately, but we're just trying to get it out there more and more so that maybe he can possibly get a kidney. I've even filled out to be tested. I'm not his blood type, but to see if I'm able to give someone else a kidney to get him a kidney, but they're saying that could even take up to 2 years.
And this journey for Adam has been how long?
We found out December the 15th of 2013.
And it gets progressively worse, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, it's hard. You know, we have kids. It's hard seeing him, knowing he's wanting to do things with them that, you know, he just doesn't have the energy to do. He just doesn't feel like doing. His body just will not allow him to do. It's hard seeing that. You know, he made a post the other day just saying that, is it too much to ask that I just want to see my kids grow up and maybe have grandkids one day? And, you know, seeing somebody say something like that, or even, you know, it's hard. It's hard, especially when it's your loved one and there's absolutely nothing you can do.
How old is Adam, Melinda?
He is 39.
He's a little younger than I am. How old are your children?
Our youngest is 8. And then we have a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 21-year-old. So our youngest had just turned 1, and then we found out.
What percentage are we sitting at right now with Adam? Do you know what his function is at?
The last time they did it, it was 11%, I believe, and that's both kidneys. He does dialysis. He has to go for 4 hours. He's lost a good bit of weight, so he's always underweight when he goes, and it drains him and just really makes him just sick. Mostly his dialysis day, he really can't eat because he stays so sick. He comes home and he's in bed for the rest of that day and pretty much the next day, and it just kind of takes him a while to get over that dialysis day to be able to even get somewhat back to normal.
How many days a week is he getting treatment, Melinda?
He's supposed to go on Monday and Friday, but they're letting him just go on Mondays right now because it's draining him so much. And he's so underweight right now. They're not really getting fluid off him much at all. It's mostly just filtering all the bad stuff out of him. But once he starts feeling bad, he has to go on that Friday.
I know there are times, Melinda, where you feel really close to having a donor, and you, I'm sure, have had that experience with Adam during this time over the past 7-8 years now, as you've had people who potentially could be donors but weren't able to qualify.
Yes. We had one. She was wonderful. Like, you know, I gained a friend. We met her. Everything was good, but then the board denied it. And, you know, they kept telling her, you know, everything looks good. Everything looks good, you know. So she would update us. So, I mean, we really thought, like, this is it. It's finally here. And, you know, for them to keep letting her know that, you know, everything looks good, you know, we just got to do this and this, but it's all looking good. You know, everything looks so good. You know, y'all will set up a date, you know, as soon as everything pans out. And then it went in front of the board and they denied it. And it was just like my world fell apart again.
I know it's one of those things where there are a lot of people out there who want to try to help. And it can be a very rigorous process for people to go through to be able to donate. And I know of a lot of people who have been turned down in the process, and you're waiting for that right one as Adam is losing more and more kidney function as a 39-year-old, and that's not very old, to want to see his children grow up. I know there's somebody out there listening right now who would have an interest in donating who just needs to hear the need that Adam has.
Absolutely. And, you know, you really don't think about it that much until you really hear or you absolutely know somebody that's going through it, you may think about it and be like, you know, that's something that, you know, one day I hope I could, you know, if I could help somebody, I would love to. But then when you hear of someone you know, or you have a loved one going through it, it's a whole new mindset. We sat down and we were talking. I told him, I said, you know, I see what you're going through. I see what this does to you. I see how sick you are. I see how you have no energy, how you want to do things like you used to do, but you can't because your body won't allow you to do it. And I told him, I said, I want to find somebody. I myself, I said, whether I give somebody a kidney and you can get a kidney, or if I find somebody that needs one, I said, I'm going to do it. I know what that person's going through. I know what that family's going through. Personally, I don't know what the person's going through, but I see with him, I don't, you know, myself, but seeing it, it just makes you kind of look at life a little different.
I can understand. I've talked to enough families that it has altered their life, and a lot of things we don't expect to happen do. And then we're suddenly thrown into a situation where fight or flight is what it comes down to. Do we fight for what we want? Do we fight for Adam a kidney? Do we go out and search? Do we beat the bushes for that kidney, for that person that's out there? Or we just say, well, I'm sorry, Adam, your kidneys eventually are going to fail on you and you're not going to survive this.
Yes, and it's scary because knowing that he needs a kidney and how little of function he does have, and that he's in end stage, and that he's been in end stage for a while now, it's scary. It is super scary. Yes, I'm thankful for dialysis because that's basically what keeps him alive right now, but it is so hard on your body. I mean, and it also takes off your lifespan the longer you have to be on dialysis.
Well, Melinda, what I want to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to be able to share how people can help Adam during this time and actually help your entire family, because by helping Adam, the person that decides to donate is helping your family. Will you stick with me?
Yes.
Folks, right now we're talking to Melinda Hunt. She's in Coleman, Alabama. We're talking about her husband, Adam. He's 39 years old. Has children all the way from single digits to double digits. He wants to live. He wants to be a dad. He wants to be a husband. He wants to be a grandfather. He has a lot of dreams. He has visions for the future. He wants his energy back. He wants to be able to get out of bed again and feel good. Do you feel good when you get out of bed? I hope you do. I hope that that's not something that is affecting you where you don't have the energy. But Adam's in that situation where he doesn't. And I want to try to help Adam however I can through the Mark White Show during this time. And I know you want to try to help however you can. And it may not be donating a kidney. It may be sharing the effort. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk about Adam's hunt for a spare. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now, I have on the line with me Melinda Hunt. We've been talking about her husband, Adam Hunt, and he's looking for a kidney donor. They found out December 15th, 2013, that Adam had a problem with his kidneys. He was in stage 3 at that time. He's now in stage 5. He goes to dialysis. And we want to try to get him off of dialysis. We want to find someone who is willing to donate a kidney. And it starts with you listening right now. Are you willing to share the posts when they're out there? Are you willing to share his page? Are you willing to share the information that can help save his life? Maybe you're willing to share your spare. If you're willing to do that, we want to make sure that you have the information in front of you to be able to do that. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Melinda Hunt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want Adam to be able to live the life that he wants to, and I'm hoping right now that someone listening is willing to do the things that I just laid out there, and we want to make sure that people know exactly what you want them to do to try to be able to help save your husband's life.
Yes, sir. Anybody that would be interested in seeing if they're a potential match or wanting to possibly donate to him, your blood type, if you know your blood type, he is O negative. He can have O negative or O positive. You will go to the Vanderbilt online. It's Vanderbilt Kidney Transplant. You will go down to the live donor, and you will put in Adam Hunt. It'll ask who you're wanting to possibly donate to. You will put his name in. You will answer some questions, and they will contact you.
That's VanderbiltHealth.com/program/living kidney donor transplant with hyphen in between each word. You would then scroll down to the living donor interest form. And I know that you said you've posted on the page Adam's Hunt for a Spare, and you do that when you can, when there's an update that you feel is good for the audience. Let's lead people there to the page and any information that might lead them to any links that might help them to be able to donate their kidney or to share the need for Adam.
I will try to actually go on there and post a link if I can find it. I was looking through his stuff here, but I can't seem to find it. But I will definitely go on there and I will post a link to get to it, to where you would go to try to do all this stuff for giving him a kidney. That it gets overwhelming, but I keep telling myself, where there's a will, there's a way.
I like your attitude, Melinda. I want to make sure that people follow Adam's Hunt for a Spare. And also, if you are a person who is willing to donate your kidney, I hope that you will go to the Vanderbilt website and sign up. If you do sign up, look for a 615 number. If you have registered, after you do that, make sure if you see a 615 number to answer that number, because as Melinda has alluded to, they can only call so many times. They can't harass you. They can't make it look like they're forcing you to give your kidney. You're doing it voluntarily through the whole process. They will ask you, do you still want to be a candidate?
Yes, absolutely. They can't look like they're hounding you, like you have to give this person your kidney. You know, we're going to call you until you answer the phone. I believe she said they leave a message, and then, like, you know, if basically if you don't call back, they're not going to continue, you know, to call you.
Well, Melinda Hunt, I'm here, and I hope that, and we'll continue to stay in contact about Adam's health and where we're at. It is a waiting game for you guys, and just waiting to see if any of the people who have volunteered to donate their kidney come through. And again, you will have that roller coaster ride. It's one of those things that it's just the way it is. And you may have a donor one day, and then you may not. We had a young man yesterday, Clayton Davis, little boy, received a kidney donation. And it was a great day for his family, his parents. It was sudden, and it's functioning very well. So we're glad for Clayton, and we want to be glad for Adam, too.
Absolutely. That is a blessing. That is a blessing in disguise.
I do encourage people to go to Donate Life, to donate their organs. And also, when you go get your driver's license renewed or get your driver's license, choose to be an organ donor for others. I think that's very important. You realize the magnitude of that now, Melinda, because you watch your husband and you know the importance of a donor.
Absolutely. I had thought about it, but never really, you know, been like, oh, I'm going to do that. And then going through this, I'm like, well, I mean, when it's my time, I can't use it. So if somebody else can get 5 years, you know, 10, whatever, I would love for somebody to get my organs to be able to enjoy life with their children, or, you know, a mother be able to, you know, enjoy her child being there longer. So it does. It definitely, when you go through something like that, it totally changes your outlook and your perspective on everything.
Once again, I encourage people to go to Adam's Hunt for a Spare on Facebook and share posts as you can. Melinda's going to share a post where the information will be available for how people can donate. I hope that when you see that, you'll share it. I will share it on the Mark White Show page, so you can find it there as well if you follow me on Facebook. Melinda, I appreciate your time this evening as we share about Adam Hunt's situation, your husband's situation, and we hope that things continue to improve and go in the right direction for him to get a kidney donor and to be able to live his life in the way that he envisions it.
Yes, and we all appreciate you having us on here and being able to help us spread the word, because it's hard just trying to get it out there with just talking to people or trying to share something, because a lot of people just scroll through. They don't really pay no attention. And, you know, so the right person sees it, then, you know, you may have a donor in a minute. Maybe sometimes when it's warmer, I would like to do maybe somehow put the word out there and get a kidney walk going to raise money for, you know, the Kidney Foundation or, you know, people that suffering kidney failure that needs a kidney, that maybe is having difficulties, you know, meeting their bills or anything that they need, and just, you know, having a big fundraiser, a walk for them, you know, just maybe getting a bunch of people together. It's been weighing on me to do something.
Well, I like your thinking, Melinda, and Coleman, Alabama is a great location to do that. You keep that on your radar. I think that would be a great idea, and that's a great way to use Adam's page to help promote something like that. It could bring a lot of awareness, and you could be a key part of bringing awareness to those who need kidney donations.
Maybe he'll get one, but 10 other people could get one, you know, as long as, you know, it's putting people out there to realize, because I never, until, you know, his situation, I really never realized how many people was on that kidney list.
You keep getting the word out through Adam's Hunt for a Spare, and I'll keep getting the word out through the Mark White Show, and we're going to bring some awareness to this subject, and I hope that Adam can get a kidney. That would be amazing. We've got some good folks in Coleman County, Alabama, and the surrounding area, and I don't hesitate to think that there are plenty of people who would want to join in and try to help you, Melinda.
Yes, absolutely. We love our town. It used to be a small place. It's grown real big, but we love it here.
Well, Melinda, it's been a real joy to have you on the show today to talk about Adam and to be able to try to help. And I hope that this will help. And thank you again for joining me today here on the Mark White Show.
Yes, thank you so much for allowing me to talk with you about this.
Absolutely. Folks, Melinda Hunt, Adam Hunt's wife. Adam is 39 years old. He needs a kidney donor. Right now, folks, I want you to go to Adam's Hunt for a Spare on Facebook, and you can follow the Mark White Show and Adam's page, and I will be sharing whatever Melinda's sharing so that you'll have the information in front of you. Of course, on the Mark White Show, we're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire. If this show is an encouragement to you, I want you to share it with your family, your neighbors, and your friends. And I hope that you'll follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also subscribe to the podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.